The Second of John. The older man to the chosen lady and to her children, whom I truly love, and not I alone, but all those also who have come to know the truth, because of the truth that remains in us, and it will be with us forever. There will be with us undeserved kindness, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, with truth and love. I rejoice very much because I have found certain ones of your children walking in the truth, just as we received commandment from the Father. So now I request you, lady, as a person writing you not a new commandment, but one which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is what love means, that we go on walking according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you people have heard from the beginning, that you should go on walking in it. For many deceivers have gone forth into the world, persons not confessing Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Look out for yourselves, that you do not lose the things we have worked to produce, but that you may obtain a full reward. Everyone that pushes ahead and does not remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. He that does remain in this teaching is the one that has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, never receive him into your homes or say a greeting to him. For he that says a greeting to him is a sharer in his wicked works. Although I have many things to write you, I do not desire to do so with paper and ink, but I am hoping to come to you and to speak with you face to face, that your joy may be in full measure. The children of your sister, the chosen one, send you their greetings.